So as I was telling the kids, there are some words that we can say, and there are some words that we are really shouldn't say. And there's words that some of us consider curse words and some that others don't. And there are some that change whether what the emotion or impact that it has behind them, or even what context they are set in. And I remembered this really silly song from VeggieTales when my kids were little. They watched a lot of VeggieTales. That's how we survived car trips. And there was a silly song by Larry the Cucumber. And he'd sing like, weather, 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 it's sunny or hot. And then plane, 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 plane. Like something about, so there's different words, right? There's like the weather, like outside, and whether or not we like things. Or there's the planes, like the Great Plains, or there's airplanes. And there's a whole bunch of words that have double meanings. Some, like I said, it just elicit a strong emotion when we hear them. And some that while we think on them or while we hear them over and over again might have less impact on us. And this week I found myself kind of not quite triggered when it talks about in the Luke gospel about hate, about whoever comes with me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself cannot be my disciple. I thought, ugh, we tell our kids not to say the word hate. What is going on in this passage? Why is Christ saying this word to these people? Which made me dig into the context and even the understanding of the word hate, what it meant back then in that area and what it means now. And we, as we think about the context, we think about that Christ is continuing his pathway to Jerusalem. And he's mixing and shaking up people's lives, how they think, how they act, and how they live life. And he's challenging them to think beyond their normal, beyond what the social context of the time was. And also to encourage them that life beyond what you're living now is possible. He's challenging them to be thought-provoking and to go beyond what they normally would do. In his words, in his statement that he's saying to them, is to do a proclamation, to call on them to give up what they currently have, that they have to have this love of him greater than they do for their parents and for their families. In one of the Bibles I read this week, because I was looking and seeing, okay, there has to be a different meaning. The Greek word has to be different than hate. And one of the options that I liked quite a bit was, the ones who come to me must put me first above all others. To walk the road with me, they must love and respect me above their own fathers and mothers, wives and children, aunties and uncles. They must love me even more than their own lives. Only the ones who are willing to follow me and carry their own crossbeam are ready to walk the road with me and learn my ways. I thought, that is so much easier to hear. It is so much easier to hear that instead of that word, that hate word. Because like I said, in me, it stirs up all these kind of like walls. Like, I don't want to go back to where I see God as an angry God, that those that smite others and kind of that, yeah, the words of an angry God, which I find that God is loving. In his challenging of us, he's loving us at the same time. In that, the passage, so I kept digging, and I found in the Greek, it says to renounce, let go of and renounce. That's a little easier to understand and to process in with this message, that we have to love Christ more than others as we follow him. And when looking at the larger context and the view that it builds, in which Christ is trying to do, like I said, he's trying to shake them up and mix them, their understandings, get them to look beyond their normal social setting, where family is super duper important in that time frame, to where it would be totally second nature to walk away from your family. That's what Christ is asking them to do. He's trying to transform and change the way that they look at life, not only how they look at life, but how we look at life at times. And how God is with us in those moments, how Christ is asking us to look at life in different ways. And as disciples and beloved children, our relationship with God and with one another changes as we grow. Our understanding of Christ and how he's with us changes as we grow and as we see and learn new things. And I think that part of that is our perspectives. As we grow up, our perspective changes. Our understanding of life, of how it was, how it is now, changes. And part of this is the letting go. Letting go of those words or phrases or ideas that hang us up and don't allow us the freedom to explore new and interesting ways to see Christ. And part of that is God's love for us makes these things possible. That God's love for us takes on a new meaning as we get to explore and understand the new meaning of his words. Amen.